Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champion, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Say, Mr. McCormick.
Well, Spike, what can I do for you today?
I'll buy you a package of Wheaties if you can answer a simple question for me.
Is it tricky?
No, it's a lead pipe cinch. Right down your alley, Mr. Mack. Want to take me up on it?
It's a deal, Spike. My Wheaties against yours, and let's have the $64 question.
Okay. What do Wheaties taste like?
Are you serious?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Just tell me what Wheaties taste like.
Well, it's like taking candy away from a baby, Spike, but you let yourself in for it, so here goes. Wheaties have a special second-helping flavor that makes you wish every meal was breakfast. Wheaties taste a little bit like... Wheaties have a flavor that tastes something like...
Just answer the simple question, Mr. McCormick.
Wheaties have a certain combination of different flavors that kind of reminds you of the... Well, it's a champion flavor, for one thing.
You might just as well admit you're a beaten man, Mr. Mack.
Gone it, Spike, I am beat. I give up. When it comes to describing something like that famous Wheaties flavor, for once in my life, I'm at a loss for words. I guess that's because there's nothing in the world that quite tastes like Wheaties. The closest we've ever come to it is to call it a second helping flavor and let it go at that. Yes, the best I can do is tell you fellas and girls that when you help yourself to one bowl full of Wheaties, you usually want another. Am I right, Spike?
Check. And here's something else you might tell our Jack Armstrong listeners. The only way you can really get to know that flavor, the only way you can really find out what Wheaties do taste like, is to get hold of one of those big orange and blue packages, plenty of milk and fruit, and help yourself to the best doggone breakfast dish ever invented. Say, that reminds me, my friend. How about those Wheaties you owe me? You're not going to find Spike Hard with his Wheaties package empty.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. The big amphibian in which Jack Armstrong and his companions are searching for the sacred city of the sun god has been damaged. They must make repairs before they can go on to the place where they hope to discover the secret of the Indian anti-infection drug, Gehili. Momo, the medicine man, before he escaped from the plane, tried to wreck it. But fortunately, he did not know enough about it to do a thorough job. Jack soon made repairs, but a good many arrows penetrated the aluminum skin of the plane. They nearly wrecked the tail assembly and affected the steering. Jack and Uncle Jim and Big Tooth spent several days patching these holes and taking out the dents. They're almost finished now and are glad that the work is nearly done. Listen.
There, how's that?
That's much better. Wait, let's see if those rudder controls are entirely free now. I'll work the rudder.
All right.
No, still buying. See that squeak? Can you see where the trouble is?
Wait, wiggle it again, Jack. The left a little more.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. There it is. See if you can pry that brace up a bit.
All right.
Bend a little.
Big Tooth can bend that, Jocko.
Oh, nothing doing, Big Tooth. You're too strong. You put too much muscle into it. Let Uncle Jim do it.
Okay. Colonel Fairfield do him.
All right. Wait now. There. How's that, Jack? Try it again.
Okay. Yeah, that does it. Now, just a little oil in that oil cup and we'll be in good shape. Hand me that oil can, will you, Big Tooth?
This?
Yeah.
For sure, Jocko, here.
Fill it up. The other one, too. Might as well do a thorough job of overhauling this plane while we're at it.
Yeah, that's just the way I feel. There we are. By George, I think we're almost through.
I don't think we suffered any serious damage, Jack. We're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, in spite of the efforts Momo made to wreck one of the engines. Well, fortunately, he didn't do much damage. Well, hello. Here come Betty and Billy down from the village. I wonder where they've been.
Well, he said something about going up to watch an old arrow maker. He has a place not far from the chief's house. All right, Jack. Let's gather up the tools.
Yeah, true. Yeah, pick up those files, will you, Big Tooth? Hang on to them.
Yes, for sure.
Come on, climb down into that canoe we borrowed. Go ahead, Big Tooth.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Big Tooth, Don. You hold the canoe. Come on down, Colonel Fairfield.
All right. Thanks, yeah, that's fine. Here, I'll take the toolbox, Jack.
Okay, Uncle Jim. Here we are. Hold the canoe now, Big Tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, grab a paddle. We'll paddle ashore and meet Betty and Billy.
Yeah, Big Tooth, paddle him ashore.
Well, it's a good thing we had this canoe handy. We'd have had some difficulty getting up on the tail of the ship. Okay, here we are. Steady, Big Tooth.
Here come Betty and Billy Boy.
Have you finally finished repairing the plane? We've been nearly 3 whole days getting that plane in shape.
Yes, we finished, Billy. We'll be ready to take to the air any time now. Come on, get out, Jack.
All right.
But you're not going to start today, are you, Uncle Jim?
No, it's too late in the afternoon, Betty. We'll wait over until tomorrow. Bring that toolbox, Jack.
Right. Now, where have you two been?
We were watching an old arrow maker up there. And then we stopped in to see how Hawkface is getting along.
Well, how is he, Betty? What does KK say about him?
Oh, he's doing very well. KK's quite pleased. She says he'll be on his feet in a few days.
Your operation sure was a success, Uncle Jim. You saved his life, and he knows it. And so did the people of the village.
Good. I'm certainly glad they got rid of that medicine, man. I think we'd better go up there and see how Hawkface is.
Well, say, if you are going up that way, stop in and watch that arrowmaker, Uncle Jim. Boy, talk about an artist.
Big Tooth like to go there to see arrowmaker Jacko. Big Tooth want to buy a blowgun with poison darts.
Hey, that's just what I want to get hold of myself, and so does Betty. We came back to see if we could get some of our tin jewelry to trade for one. How about it, Uncle Jim?
Of course, if you want one. But they're clumsy things to carry, and poison darts aren't anything to monkey with.
Oh, we'll be careful, don't worry. Can I go into the amphibian and get some trade jewelry?
Yes, of course.
Here, Billy. This toolbox in with you. We'll walk on. You can catch up.
Okay, Jack. I'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Well, that arrow maker is a very interesting place, Uncle Jim. He makes perfectly beautiful weapons. Blowguns, bows, arrows.
Mm. Now, the thing I'm most interested in is the process of making the poison for their darts. That's kept very secret.
Oh, for sure. Indian not let Paleface see him make Warali. These Indians, they have plenty strong poison. They have good men to make them, too. Him named Waigali.
Oh, I saw him, Big Tooth, yesterday. He's a skinny little old man with white hair and sharp eyes.
Uh-huh. That be Waigali. He made plenty fine poison.
Certainly wish I could get him to show me how it's made.
Oh, no. Him not show you that. He make poison out in secret place in jungle. Make him at night, nobody around. But it'd be plenty bad if you see him make poison.
What do you mean, Big Tooth?
Oh, plenty evil spirits around when Waigali make poison medicine. Maybe so one of them get into you, make you sick.
Oh, now, Big Tooth, you know that there aren't any such things as evil spirits.
No, sometimes Big Tooth not always so sure, Betty. He's not one for see old Waigali make poison. He'd be a little bit afraid of that.
Oh, that's silly, Big Tooth. Oh, look, Uncle Jim. Here's the arrow maker's place.
Yeah, quite a workshop. Oh, hello, Billy.
What do you think of his outfit, Uncle Jim? Isn't it swell? All those things hanging by string, they're blowguns.
Uncle Jim knows that, Billy. The old arrow maker, Goyas, says they're made of hollow reed, Jack.
Yes, I know, Betty.
It's the Ura reed. That's the native name for it, isn't it, Goya?
I am glad to hear you say that word. Most white men do not know it. Yes, it is the Ura reed. They grow straight and true and very long, but they are not strong. So they are put inside the hollow palm we call Samura. See, here is one I am making.
Hey, that's very neat. One tube inside another with both ends wound with grass to keep them from splitting. And they have sights, too. Look, Uncle Jim.
Yeah, the sights are made of fish teeth. They're the teeth of the piranha, aren't they, Goya?
Aye, the teeth of the cannibal fish. There is luck in those teeth. They never miss.
Hey, look at that bunch of darts. And they're all poison, too.
But with very weak poison. These darts are only meant to kill the wild turkey and the toucan.
Well, Goya, Betty and I'd like to buy a blowgun and a quiver of darts, and so would Big Tooth. Look, I have some jewelry here. Will you swap?
Pretty things. I do not use them, but I will give them to the braves who like to think they are fine fellows. Give me them and take your pick of the blowgun.
Ah, swell. Here you are. And I'll take this blowgun and that case of darts.
They are yours.
I'll take this one and this case. Which do you want, Big Tooth?
Oh, Big Tooth, take this long one. Plenty darts, too. This be plenty fine blowgun.
Well, say, let's take them somewhere where we can use them. Let's see if we can get us a turkey for supper. How about it, Big Tooth?
Oh, that be good idea. We try blowgun in jungle. You come along with Big Tooth. Him show you how this thing works.
All right, come on. You don't mind, do you, Uncle Jim?
It's all right. So long as Big Tooth's along, you'll be safe in the jungle.
But I wouldn't go in too deep, Betty.
Well, we won't. So long. See you later.
Yeah, goodbye, right. Everybody.
So long. I get a kick out of hunting with a blowgun. I don't know about what I'd like to own one myself.
It would make me happy to give you one. It is pleasant to make them.
Well, thanks a lot. I'll come and get one before we leave. Yeah, I guess you're a true craftsman, all right, Goya. You get fun out of making blowguns and bows and arrows.
Aye, it is nice to work with wood. I make my own tools, too. If you have some good steel, I could use a piece to make a new knife.
Well, we've got some old files you can have. They can be worked down into excellent knives.
Files? Oh, those I would like to have, too. See, I have made my own. Look here.
Well, what do you know about that, Uncle Jimmy's made a raft. How did you make that, Goya?
It is an old way we make tools. First, I take a stick and cover it with black stuff from the earth.
Well, that black stuff from the earth is pure asphalt mineral pitch. Is there much of that around here?
Oh, for sure, plenty. You will find pools of it in the jungle.
Yeah, but look here, Goya. What's this abrasive on here, the cutting material? Are these small diamonds scattered all over the asphalt?
Aye, they are diamonds. They are hard and sharp and cut better than steel.
Oh, I'll say they do. Say, are there many diamonds around here, Goya?
Yes, many of them. Goya knows where they sparkle in the bed of a stream.
Do they come much larger than these?
Aye, so large as a bird's egg. Larger even. Goya does not use the large ones. If he finds them, he crushes them into little pieces so they have sharp edges to cut with.
Well, what do you know about that?
What is so strange about it? There are many diamonds, but why is that hard to get?
Hey, wait a minute, Uncle Jim. Something strange is going on down there.
Where? Oh, by Jove, that's down by the chief's hogan. That crowd seems very excited.
You don't suppose Hawkface has died, do you?
No, I don't think so. He was out of danger this morning.
Well, something's wrong. Come on, Uncle Jim, let's go. So long, Goya. See you later.
Goodbye. Goodbye, my friend.
The crowd's gathering mighty fast.
And they're outside the chief's house, all right. I see KK.
There's a man on the ground, Jack. It's like a hunter. He's injured.
There, KK's bending over.
Looks as if he'd collapsed in front of the chief's door.
Maybe he's a messenger or something.
From the way the people act, it's bad news of some kind.
More and more people are gathering. Here, excuse me, please. Let us through here, will you? Thanks.
Hello, KK. What is this? What's happened to this
man? No, Senor Colonel. I am glad you have come. This is that miserable Mumu's work. We have lost 300, and this one may die.
Gone, and he's been hit by a poison dart. There it is in his back.
Yes, it is. And it's a Biwari dart. He was set upon in the jungle. He and three others, they died. He left to bring us the news that the Biwari people have declared war on our village.
What's that got to do with Mumu?
The Mumu, that dog, has gone to the village of the Biwari. He is now there, medicine man, and he has declared war on the people of Chief Hope Dave.
And he started things by ambushing these hunters in the jungle.
Ah, she sees. This man tells me before he became a conscious that the jungles are filled with ugly Biwari warriors. They are head hunters who hate Hope Dave and his people.
The jungles are full of those savages. That's serious, Uncle Jim.
Mighty serious, Jack. Betty and Billy are in the jungle right now, and so is Big Tooth.
Run it, they may walk right into a gang of those head hunters and be wiped out in a hurry.
So the treacherous Mumu is gone to be the medicine man of another village. And he started a war against Hawkface and his people. But what about Betty and Billy? Just suppose they should run into some of those ugly Pawori headhunters in the jungle. You suppose Big Tooth is smart enough to keep them from being shot full of poisoned arrows? Be sure, all of you, to listen in tomorrow to the next exciting episode of Jack Armstrong in South America. Now, why not get the dope on that famous Wheaties second helping flavor firsthand? Do this. Get a package of Wheaties. Help yourself to a big bowl full with plenty of milk and fruit. And if you don't find that old appetite of yours calling for seconds, I just don't know my breakfast of champions. Remember, it's Wheaties in the big orange and blue box.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. We invite you to listen tomorrow to another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Oh, just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions. Don't